Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night, we try to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We're going to be here for approximately 2 hours with break of for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. And so I hope you'll stick around and enjoy the sounds along with us in the studio. Tonight, our featured artist is tenor sax man Arnett Cobb. He was known as one of the Texas tenors, come out of the Houston area, Dallas area, big heavy tone, bluesy style, reminiscent of Illinois Jack Kett or Buddy Tate. And so we're going to explore some of his recorded work. We're going to start out with a prestige album called Party Time. And impeccable rhythm section. I'm not sure Arnett could afford these guys more than one night in the studio. It's Tommy Flanagan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums. It's a prestige album cut in February 1960. This is a kind of a semi-classic tune that was not written for the jazz world, but it was became a great favorite of the jazz artists down through the years. Let's listen to Arnett Cobb do Lover Come Back to Me.
Thank you.
That was our highlight artist of the week, Arnett Cobb, a Texas tenor man. And that was a Sigmund Rodenberg, Oscar Hammerstein Sigmund Rodenberg composition, Lover Come Back to Me, done on the More Party Time title, Prestige, February of 1960. So what's up next, Al?
Well, I thought I'd start off with a group headed by two of my favorite West Coast tenor sax artists, Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka. And this is from a Capitol CD entitled Tenors Head On. In addition to Perkins and Kamuka, we'll hear from Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Klinner and Lewis. I think it was for a movie of the same name. It's entitled Just Friends. ¶¶ Just Friends, featuring Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka on tenor saxes, Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was from a Capitol CD entitled Tenors Head On. It was originally recorded on the Pacific Jazz label in 1956 and then remastered by Capitol and released on CD in 1992.
I'm going to continue our salute to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Texas tenor man Arnett Cobb, and this is from his prestige album called Moving Right Along, cut in February of 1960 in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, by Rudy Van Gelder, who was the architect of many great jazz albums as the audio man. Not quite as distinguished as our audio man in the studio, but nevertheless, he had quite a reputation. And so besides Arnett on tenor, we've got the soulful Bobby Timmons on piano. Sam Jones is back on bass. We now have Art Taylor on drums, and along with the Congo Man. And this is a little thing that was put together by Arnett. He called it Nitty Gritty. Thank you. Nice Easy Blues, put together by our highlight artist, tenor man, Texas tenor man, Arnett Cobb, called Nitty Gritty. And fine rhythm section behind Arnett on that track. Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on and drums, and a gentleman known as Buddy Clark there on conga. I'm not familiar with Buddy, but he did a nice job on that track. Okay, Al, what's on the playlist?
Well, I thought it'd be a good time to hear from Mr. 5x5. This is from a CD entitled Who Was It Sang That Song, and it features Jimmy Rushing on vocal, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, forever underrated Julian Dash on tenor sax, Eugene Ramey on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Sir Charles Thompson on piano. This is a tune written by Simmons and Marx entitled All of Me.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Oh, your goodbye left me with eyes to cry. How can I go on dear without you? You took the best, left me with the rest. Baby, why not take all of me? Thank you. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Oh, your goodbye left me with eyes. How can I go on till without you? You took apart that once was my heart. Baby, why not take all of me? Oh, all of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Oh, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was mine. Baby, why not take all of me?
And it was All of Me, with Jimmy Rushing putting his whole heart into it. On vocal, Buck Clayton was on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Julian Dash on tenor sax, Eugene Ramey on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Sir Charles Thompson on piano. That was from a CD entitled Who Was It Sang That Song? It was originally recorded on LP on New World Records label in 1972, and then remastered and put out on CD in 1997.
I'll do another track from Arnett Cobb's Prestige album, cut in February of 60, called Moving My Along. And as was the case when we played Nitty Gritty previously, we've got Bobby Timmons back on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Buddy Clark on congo. Arnett goes deep into the pop world of probably the late 30s, early 40s. It was a very popular tune at the time. I don't know if I've heard a jazz version of it. So we're going to listen to Arnett do All I Do Is Dream of You. Thank you. was All I Do is Dream of You, played by our spotlight artist Arnett Cobb from his prestige album cut in February of 60 called Moving Right Along. And we had a nice rhythm section there with Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Buddy Clark there on conga.
Well, next we'll hear from a group entitled The Poll Winners from an LP of the same name. And the release has that name because each of the musicians involved were winners of the Downbeat Reader's Poll in 1957. And the group consists of Byron Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And they're going to do a Rube Bloom Ted Kohler tune entitled Don't Worry About Me. Thank you. And that was Don't Worry About Me, featuring Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That was from a contemporary LP released in 1957 entitled The Pole Winners.
I'm going to turn now to our highlight artist, Texas tenor Arnett Cobb. And this is an unusual combination. You wouldn't think that they would blend too well together. But the couple of LPs I cut together were just fine, because on piano we have another Houston, Texas man, Red Garland, who is in that classic Miles Davis quintet in the mid-50s. So we've got the two Texas jazz giants on the same album with slightly different styles, but they seem to work together pretty well. This is an album called Sizzlin', cut in October of 61 on the Prestige label. And besides Arnett Cobb and Red Garland, we got George Tucker on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and Arnett goes back deep into the jazz archives on this one. He does Sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you.
Sex, man, Arnett Cava put a fresh paint, fresh coat of paint on an old war horse, Sweet Georgia Brown. Goes clear back to the 1920s. This was cut in 1961, in the fall of 61 on a Prestige label. The album was Sizzlin', and some fantastic piano artistry by Red Garland, along with George Tucker on bass and I think you could hear J.C. Hurd in the background working his way through that one.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which is coming up soon. We hope you'll stick around after the news for the second hour. We've got a lot of good tracks lined up for you. We're going to finish out this hour with a selection by Big John Patton on the organ, and it's from a Blue Note LP entitled The Way I Feel. In addition to Big John, we'll hear from Richard Williams on trumpet, Fred Jackson on tenor sax, Grant Green on guitar, and Ben Dixon on drums. This is a tune Big John wrote, and I think he wrote it just in case you felt a waltz coming on. It's called Just Three Quarters.